Thank you, Val. Okay, the August 16th, 2023 meeting of the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board is called to order. I want to make everybody aware that it is and has been the policy of Derry Township to record meetings for the purpose of accurate notes and posting on the township website. This meeting is being recorded for those purposes. We'll do a roll call here. Lindsay Drew?
Here.
Tom DeDonis?
Here.
Steve Seidel, that's me, I'm here. And please note that Bill Tefuto and Mike Angelo are absent. Okay. I'll make a next order of business is approval of the minutes from the July 19th, 2023 meeting. I'll make a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll second.
All right, thank you, Tom. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I will be abstaining from the minutes as well as the old business item since I was not present at the last meeting.
Okay, thank you, Lindsay. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right, we have two items of old business tonight. The first is adoption of a decision in the case of the Milton Hershey School, case number 2023-07. I will read the proposed order and then make a motion. Number one, the applicant's request for variance from section 225-309, table 17, regarding the front yard setback for an accessory structure is granted. The applicant may encroach to within 5 feet of the road right-of-way for the proposed gateway structure. I'll make a motion to adopt this order.
I'll second.
Thank you, Tom. Any discussion?
No.
No? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That motion carries. Okay, the next item is adoption of a decision in the case of Andrew Speck, case number 2023-08. And again, I'll read the proposed order. The applicant's request for variance from section 225-305, table 9, regarding the side and rear yard setbacks for an accessory structure is granted. The applicant may encroach to within 4 feet of the side and rear property lines for the shed. I'll make a motion to adopt that order.
I'll second.
Thank you, Tom. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That passes as well. Okay, we have three items of new business tonight. The first is a hearing in the case of Kevin Pazza. I believe that's how it's spelled. Case number 2023-09.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Dave Getz. I'm the attorney for the applicant in this matter. With me this evening is Justin Kuhn, our project engineer. Let me just give you a minute of background before I ask Justin to speak. This board considered this identical variance.
Can we swear everybody in here first?
Oh, sure. Sorry.
Are you going to be testifying as well? Or
I'm giving information. Go ahead.
Okay. The court reporter will swear you both in. We'll need your full name and spell it, please, for the court reporter and address or business.
Oh, I'm sorry. Justin Kuhn, Integrated Consultant, formerly Burke, PA. K-U-H-A.
Okay. Thanks. Go ahead and proceed.
Sure. This board granted this identical variance by number 2021-15 about 2 years ago. And the reason we're back here again is because that grant of variance by its words expired in a year. That's what's written in your ordinance, that it be provided, a variance be good for a year. The problem that we ran into, and neither Justin nor I were part of that presentation, is that after that was granted, then the developer had to go get a conditional use before they could submit an application for land development. And in the midst of all that, Their engineer said, gee, we can no longer help you, so they had to go find a new engineer. In the meantime, all this variance expired. So we're back here to present the evidence again. Mr. Seidel, I believe you signed that decision 2 years ago, so you're probably familiar with it. I believe that the other members were here at that time as well. And one of the things that in my cover letter of June 26th that we requested is that instead of the variance expiring in a year, we'd ask that it be good for a year until after we have obtained land development approval. The conditional use is back in front of the township and has been, well, we got that one extended. That one, we got extended before it expired. So the township board of supervisors extended the conditional use about 2 months ago. And we have the land development plan that's sitting in front of the township. It's been at the Planning Commission, which recommended approval, but we can't move forward until we come back to this board and present the testimony for the variance.
So the conditional use, you're saying, was extended by the Board of Supervisors prior to its expiration?
That is correct.
So you don't need to go back to the supervisors then for any further action on the conditional use?
That is correct. It remains in effect. We just need to go back with land development, and that's on hold while we come back to this board on the variance. The variance is, and I'll let Justin give the testimony, we're seeking to, instead of six driveways on a private street, we're seeking to have seven. Seven is permitted by the ordinance, and we could get out to the street with a driveway, but we think it's safer and better for the public and for the owners of this development to have a seventh driveway come into this development. Justin, I'll ask you to come up. I think there's a plan up on the wall there.
Good evening. As Dave discussed, the land development plans have received conditional approval from Planning Commission, and they sit at the board, so we expect that to happen pretty quickly, you know, based on a favorable decision tonight, we'd be able to get through the board with the land development plan as well. So this property sits at 790 Stouffer's Church Road. It's about 37 plus or minus acres. There used to be up there by the pond, there was an existing home and some other buildings. Today, the only thing that remains is the barn and also a small relocated, for lack of better terms, cabin structure. I don't know if we've seen it. It was relocated here from Pine Grove some time ago, but it's an ag building. So that's what exists. There used to be a paved driveway for the house. That's been removed. There's also a gravel driveway that services the barn. So at one point in time, there was two driveways that were close together, the paved driveway for the house, the gravel driveway for the barn. The only one that remains is about where that cursor is that gravel driveway that comes back. So as part of this development, we've got about a 1,300-foot long common driveway with a cul-de-sac that we have six houses on. We'd like to bring this lot here at some point. We'll get a new house on it. They may or may not keep the barn. We don't know. It depends on who buys it. It makes a lot of sense to bring that seventh driveway onto this new common paved driveway in a location that provides more, say, site distance. It moves it further down the slope of the road from where it is. It's about 260 feet away from the gravel driveway, and there's over 500 feet of site distance where we're proposing. So as you can imagine, if you move up that other driveway, it decreases the slope where it's at today. So putting it in this location provides probably the safest point of access along Stouffer's Road on this frontage. It just seems to make a lot of sense to, at the end of the day, you're really gonna be going from three driveways to one. The paved one's already been removed. The gravel drive to the barn would be removed with this plan. And then we'd be just left with this new paved driveway that goes back to the cul-de-sac for the seven homes. You know, in terms of the rural character too of the road and stuff, we'll just be down to one driveway. And even in terms of, you know, access management, much better to have one driveway there within 300 feet than have three driveways all within 300 feet of each other. I can answer any questions you may have with that.
Yeah, and Tom wasn't here at the time this was last heard, so he may have some additional questions, but maybe I'll start with just one or two quick things. Is there anything that has changed? I'm assuming not since the conditional use was extended and not revisited. Is there anything that has changed in the layout, the plan that's being proposed at this point versus what was the case and what was presented before us previously?
No, I believe the lot stayed the same. The only thing that may have changed on the plan was there was a request by Derry Township to make sure all the houses were in Derry Township because the back corner of the property is in Londonderry. So we did, at the township's request, move those houses all into Derry so that the taxes would come to Derry, and there's a note on the plan. But
the lot dimensions didn't change?
No, not at all.
Just where you showed those pictorially on the property?
Yeah, just where the houses are shown pictorially. That's the one thing that I can recall that changed.
Okay. And then the other question I have for you is when we approved this, we had put a condition that the all other access from Stauffer's Church Road, particularly that gravel driveway that you were talking about, would be removed, and there'd be no future access from the property at the Stauffer's Church Road other than that common private driveway. So is that still the intent of the applicant?
That's still the intent and what is shown on our land development plan.
Okay. And the reason I'm particularly asking that is because you indicated a few minutes ago that at some future point when a house is built, I just want to be clear about that we're not going to have two accesses out to Stauffer's Church Road for some period of time, because that was our intent when we approved that.
So our intent would be when this new driveway is built, whether that lot's sold or not, that gravel driveway would be removed at that time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I think what you said was that it's undecided at this point whether the owner of that lot will keep the barn. But
right.
In any event, the gravel driveway.
Right. We didn't ask for the barn to be removed, just that the gravel driveway out to Stauffer's Church be removed. And I just want to make sure that that's not going to remain in some state of limbo.
We agree with that condition.
Okay, great. That's all the questions I had. Lindsay or Tom, anything else?
No, mine was just the one that you covered already.
I have nothing this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else you did? Okay.
We'd simply asked, and I think probably the application that we made in my cover letter are all part of the record already. I would just reiterate, we would ask that when you look at the ordinance, it does say that it's good for 1 year unless there's a reason, and we think the reason is, and once we have the plan approval, we still have to go through a bunch of other approvals from outside agencies and that sort of thing. So I would hate to have to go back here a third time and ask you to extend it again. Which we would do within the 1 year if you made it a year, but we would prefer to just tie it to the plan approvals as set forth in my letter.
Right. Yeah, I just want to be clear on what you were tying that to. Do you have that, Andy?
Let's see.
One second here.
Approval
of the pending subdivision plan.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the citation of the ordinance is in my cover letter, next to last paragraph.
Yep.
Thank you very
much.
We have nothing else to submit. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to testify in this case? Okay, seeing none, want to let you know, as Mr. Getz, as you know, but the board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days thereafter to appeal if you're aggrieved in any way. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks very much for your time.
All right. Our next case is a hearing in the case of John A. and Bonnie S. Gildersleeve, case number 2023-10. And again, if you'd please, well, I guess we have the spelling of your name already on the application.
Yes, I do. We're not the pool.
Okay. I mean, of course, we have your application here, and, you know, you can assume we've reviewed that. But please, you need to kind of summarize and take us through the, at least the, you know, the five, what you're trying to do, and then, you know, how you're complying with the five conditions to grant a variance. Yeah.
As part of the submission, we're requesting to basically have a 43 feet of relief to the south side of our property. We want to build a garage.
I'm sorry. I know it's tough, but yeah. Try to position yourself so you're talking into the mic, because otherwise
we'd like to position a new garage at the end of the existing driveway, which is adjacent to our existing house. We want to have a freestanding, non-attached garage added at the end of the driveway. It will be on the south side, the 322 side of the property. And I don't know if you could show, it might be better to show where it's going to be. To the left there, it'll be in the shadow of the arborvitae hedge. And the footprint would be the size of the requested, I think it's 20 by 30 feet. And the 43 feet of easement is really from the center line of 322. The existing driveway is 28 feet wide. The garage is 20, the new garage would be 20 feet wide. There's an 8-foot wide space between the existing property or existing structure and the new garage. At 8 feet, we have a walkway there to the backyard that has pavers and a small amount of space on each side of the 3-foot wide walkway.
That's for access to the backyard from the driveway.
So if you could just, again, we have your application. But if you can just briefly take us through the five what's called hardship criteria on the application.
What's that?
If you could just briefly take us through and describe the five hardship criteria that you have on page 3 of your application, just for you to elaborate on that.
Basically, the hardship criteria is the fact it's a corner lot with setbacks to both 322 and to Greenlee Road. The house is placed there within the 32 years ago setback requirements. The setback requirement to Governor Road is 90 feet, and the 90 feet would be right up against the existing garage of the existing house. So the only place we really can place the requested garage is at the end of the driveway, outside or closer to 322, adjacent to the existing concrete driveway.
Okay, so you're saying your existing garage, existing house is, you're saying 90 feet, but I guess 40 of that is the right of way, correct? And then 50 is the setback, and I'm looking to our staff here as well to confirm that that's the case.
I would need to look at the math too.
Yes, this the garage itself of the house is barely outside the 50-foot requirement from the right-of-way line.
Right. Okay. Okay. Great. Okay. Let's see. All right. Another item is in terms of that you didn't create this hardship. So you didn't place the house. This was before you owned the property, I assume?
We were the builders of the property, and it's been there for since 91, and any hardship is basically us acquiring too many things.
Okay. You talk about the shrub wall in terms of this altering the character of the neighborhood.
Right. It's been there since we moved in.
Right.
It's gotten larger, but it's been there since we moved in. And it really, the only thing that would be visible to the public, it would be different, would be the east side of the front of the garage, of the requested garage, that people would be able to see at an angle if they came on 322 going west.
Right. Now, that shrub wall, is that on your property or is that within the right of way?
It's on our property. We put it in line with the PP&L telephone pole that was present at the time, electric.
Okay. So
it's been there since we built the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's immediately adjacent to the existing pavement, existing driveway? Is that?
There's about 4 feet, maybe, maybe 6 feet to the outside branches, and then it's 12 feet wide.
Yeah. The arborvitae is about 6 feet either side of the power line pole.
6 feet inside, you said?
About 6 feet each side.
Oh, each side. Okay.
Okay.
It's pretty wide.
So about 12 feet total.
Yeah.
Okay.
The remaining grass on the outside is wide enough that we've had tractor trailers park out there.
On the roadside.
On the roadside.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay. Can you speak a little bit too? So one other requirement here is that it's the minimum amount of variance needed to accomplish what you're trying to do. So can you speak to the size of the garage?
The 20 by 30 foot was really a matter of applying for the standard one-car garage made slightly wider to store riding lawnmowers, snow throwers, and so on inside, not on the driveway. And then basically allow room for some storage of personal items.
Okay. I mean, had you considered a smaller width? Typically what 10, 12 feet is a typical width for a single car garage, and I know you've made it extra deep as well, which would seemingly allow for storage of lawn equipment and so on. I believe you have a door planned for the backside somewhere?
The door is to take the riding lawnmower and in and out, and then the sides are really where the snow thrower, power washer, the other things that we've acquired would be.
Okay, so is it necessary to go 20 feet wide for a single car garage? I think it's a question, and if so, why?
Well, at our age, getting around a car, we want enough room to get it around the car without having to stumble around it. So 20 feet seemed to be a reasonable size.
Okay. Questions from other board members?
Yeah, I have a couple questions. Dave, is 322 a state road?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Do they have any governance over this issue?
No, it is outside their right of way. So,
okay.
PennDOT has no authority.
In this zoning district, what is the normal side setback for a detached accessory building?
5 feet.
5 feet?
Yes.
And it's this what they're proposing is more than 5 feet from the property line?
What they are proposing is 7 feet from the right-of-way line, which is where we measure front setbacks from.
Okay.
So if this was a typical, instead of the road next to them, a property, they would meet it by 2 feet.
Very good. Thank you very much, Dave.
Yep.
My only question is just to confirm the height is going to not exceed the 20 feet.
It'll be less than 20, and the cupola is not in the plan. Okay.
The architect got carried away.
Okay. Just I missed one of the items that I just need to make sure you've testified to here. So, and that is how what you're proposing doesn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I think you've kind of spoken to that already in terms of the shrub wall.
It'll be in keeping with the house. It'll be the same color siding, all that sort of thing.
I think you already addressed the fact that the shrub wall will essentially screen it from 322 and from other views on that side.
We really felt that the size was needed to make it look good next to the house. If it was much smaller than that, it would be a little doghouse kind of thing next to it. So it needed to be.
Yeah. We didn't want a shed.
Right. Okay. So I have one more question. Do you use your existing garage? Did you have an existing two-car garage? Is that
yes.
right?
Yes.
Do you use that for parking your vehicles now? And if
there's a convertible in it and there's a new Volvo in it, I mean, there's cars in there. We have about too many cars.
Okay.
There used to be an antique car in there. We donated that to the antique auto club.
But you're using it as a garage?
Yes, correct. It is a garage. Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions?
One other question, just to confirm that I understand the drawing you provided in your application. It appears as though the garage will be 40 feet from the rear setback. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was from the builder. Okay. He took a measurement to the back line.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
And the rest of the backyard is just grass. We don't have a pool or other things.
It's a beautiful lot. They don't make lots like that in Derry Township anymore.
Well, all right. It's a corner lot with multiple setbacks.
Right. Corner lots are always a challenge.
Well, it was the last one in the neighborhood. We were lucky enough to get it and put the house there.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for your testimony. Is there anything else you need to add?
Anything else you need from us? We're going to be out of town for the next couple of weeks on vacation.
No, the hearing would be closed tonight. We'll deliberate on it tonight, and then at the next meeting, typically, we will vote on it.
Okay. And then the builder can get started because we'd like to have it done before
After it's approved, yeah. Okay, and you work with the township on, you know, all the other elements of a building permit and so on.
You'll need a zoning permit. You won't need a building permit.
Okay. Sorry, I misspoke. Zoning permit, yes.
Okay. Because it's only going to have electricity. There won't be any water.
Okay.
It's just electricity for the lights.
Okay. Just, I also need to ask, is there anyone from the public here to testify in this case? No. Okay. Seeing none.
And all the neighbors and the neighbor behind us is fine with it. The neighbors next to us are fine with it.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Again, as you heard on the last case, the board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days thereafter to appeal if you're aggrieved in any way.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay, our next case is a hearing in the case of Strickler Signs, case number 2023-11.
Do I need to swear in?
Yes.
Are you going to ask questions from the owner, Mrs. Eccles? I can have her be sworn at the
Anybody who may testify for this case should come up and get sworn in now.
Well, she'll be available if you have questions.
We'll need to swear her in if and when that time comes then. Over here.
I do. My name is Ray, last name is Wenger, W-E-N-G-E-R.
Could you spell that again, please?
I'm sorry?
Could you spell that again, please?
W-E-N-G-E-R.
Thank you.
And what's your role in the project?
Okay, initially I was requested to, I'm sorry?
No, we're okay, thank you.
If I may, just before we start, I just want to disclose that I do know the owners of the property and have previously been a parent of a child at the Goddard School, which is a subject property. No longer have a child in there and don't feel it'll be a conflict of interest, but wanted to disclose.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Lindsay. Yeah, just again, please, unfortunately, the microphones here don't pick up from a distance, so
okay.
You got it. I talk with my hands and I move around, but I can't move around when I'm sitting here, so it doesn't cause me a problem. But if I were up there, I'd have the same problem. Just
okay.
Make sure to talk into the mic. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. As I said, my name is Ray Wenger. I'm with Strickler Sign Company. Initially, I was requested to design and install a sign for the new addition at the Goddard School. It would be the northeast wall where it's indicated on the in the yellow square where that's indicated. We designed the sign per code, what we felt would meet the code, be compliant with code. But then we learned that Joanne Avenue is not a public street, and that's actually a private drive. And that's what denied the proposal and required us to come in and ask for a special exception. Okay, as you can see where, I'm trying to think, is the addition, the new addition indicated on that anywhere?
Unfortunately, Google has not updated yet.
Okay.
And I tried to go to Dauphin County Parcel Viewer because that is updated, but it
okay, well,
isn't shown.
Okay, so right there it is. So right there it is again. So the sign that we're requesting, we do feel it's necessary because of the visibility. It's going to give you a little bit of visibility on Keller Avenue, but it also gives you visibility on all the back, I'm going to call it the back entrance into the convenience store and also the car wash that's there and the Jiffy Lube. So it does hold the characteristics of a commercial street or a public street. It's just not, it's a private drive. So that's the reason we're here requesting this. Like I mentioned, the sign does comply with code, all the other criteria in the code, square footages and use and size and location. And it's just we're requesting this because technically Joanne Avenue is a private drive, and I guess you can't have a street sign up along a private drive. As for the type of sign in this area, it's a commercial sign. It's fitting for the area. These are commercial businesses within the area, so it's not going to detract from the community or the neighborhood.
Where is the existing signage
okay, so
located right now?
Go back to, okay, it's on Middletown Road. It's in the front of the building on Middletown Road where the existing sign is right now. And we took that into consideration when we were calculating the square footages and everything that were permitted.
That's the only signage right now.
That's the only other sign that's on the property right there. It's facing okay. Middletown Road. So you know, it would be facing, I guess you'd call it maybe the northwest side or the west side of the property. Yeah, it'd be facing Middletown Road, the northwest side of the property. And that sign there even really doesn't have fantastic exposure. You know, there's a lot of trees and stuff there, and it does sit back farther off the road. So any better exposure that Goddard School can get be to their benefit.
And this new sign would only be visible technically from Kaler Road, not from Middletown Road, or if you're coming down,
I don't think you get any visibility from Middletown Road. I think all your visibility is going to be the brief window you have when you're on Keller Road. You'll be able to see it's about 300 feet away. That building, that sign's still 300 feet off of Keller Road. You know, if you from this point where you can actually possibly see, that's about 300 feet back, straight back that road to where that building is.
But it's not in a line of sight, like at the intersection of Middletown and Keller.
No.
Okay.
No, and then as you pull into the rear entrance, that's probably another 100 feet in. So when I start talking about distances of 200 and 300 feet, and I look at the size of my sign, it's fitting. You know, it's not overwhelming. It's the size of those characters are fitting for those distances.
And the building then is not shown on the expansion is not shown on this. Well, no, what you just had, David, come back, please. But it's straight down that access driveway.
Right,
is that right?
Right there. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And from what I look, and like I said, I'm not privy to. I don't know what future expansion is going to hold, but I can only assume there's going to be more commercial expansion in this area.
Thank you. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think I covered a lot quickly.
So. Okay. Let me ask the board if they have questions. Questions from?
I have none.
Lindsay, any?
No, my only other question would be from looking at, you know, the sign differences, if you're seeking a special exception or a variance for the amount, you know, looking at what the square footage is possible for there. Was there any consideration to something on Middletown Road? Like, will there be plans to seek a larger sign on Middletown Road in addition to the sign on the building now?
Yeah, I haven't had those discussions, so.
Okay, thanks.
I don't have any other questions.
I don't have any.
Okay. Is there anyone from the public here that wishes to testify in this case? No, okay. So again, the board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days thereafter to appeal if you're aggrieved in any way.
Okay, so I do want to mention one thing. Now, I was told by the zoning officer this would be a special exception, not a variance.
Yes.
Reason, you know, so whatever category that, you know, whatever reason that is. So I don't.
That's right.
So I wasn't holding myself to the standards what a variance would be versus what
correct.
A special exception.
Correct. That's why we didn't have as many questions for you.
Questions what the needs of a special exception were. So.
Yes, that's correct. It would be a special exception.
Okay. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Is there any other business? Hearing none. I have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you, Tom and Lindsay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The board's going to adjourn to executive session to deliberate in these three cases.